Okay, so we're going to do this exercise now, and I need you to get yourself a pencil or pen and 5 little strips of paper. You could just take a sheet from your journal or a sheet of copy paper and either tear it or cut it into 5 simple strips of paper. So I'll give you a moment to get ready and get yourself organized to do that. Once you have your 5 strips of paper, you're going to write down on each one, 1 core belief or identity that you're aware of. Try to make sure that you include some of the ones that may feel a bit negative to you. And try to choose the ones that you sense are really powerful drivers in your life. Now, often when I do this exercise, we do a full 10 strips of paper. And I encourage you on your own to do that. But for the purpose of this exercise, we're going to do it with just 5. So go ahead and choose those. They could be things like, I'm a teacher. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. It could be, I'm Latino. I'm a black person. It could be, I'm a man. I'm a woman. Could be, I'm gay or lesbian. I'm transgendered. It could be, I'm a loser. It could be, I'm an addict. It could be, I'm a gang member. It could be, I'm unlovable. It could be, I have ADHD and I can't focus on anything. It could be any belief we have about ourselves or a particular identity we have that we sense has a pretty strong influence in our life. And try to include some that are basically healthy, but also include some that you realize are kind of uncomfortable or perhaps even quite negative. So go ahead and write those down and just pick, 5 that come to mind, first thought, best thought. And only 1 on each sheet of paper. And it's just a simple statement. I am this. Once you've written 5, then take those sheets of paper and organize them so the one that you feel is the most powerful of those 5, that most powerfully drives how you show up in life, is on top. And then they're ordered such that the least of those 5 is on the bottom. I'll give you a moment to do that. Okay, now take those 5 slips of paper and turn them upside down, put them face down on your lap or a table in front of you, such that now what you considered probably to be the most powerful is on the bottom. And the least of those 5, and with only 5, they're probably all quite powerful drivers in your life, but the least of the 5 is now on the top. Now we're going to go through a contemplative exercise here, so I would encourage you to find a comfortable posture. You could work with having some mindfulness and awareness of body and breathing, to sort of ground yourself and be fully present as you go through this. And I encourage you to be willing to really feel whatever you're feeling as we go through this together. Now, this is just for you. No one's ever going to see these slips of paper. So you can feel free just to be as radically honest with yourself as you possibly can. This is for you, for your own self-insight and self-learning. Okay? So when you're ready, take a deep breath and turn over the first sheet of paper and read that statement to yourself. And just take it in. Really take it in and embody it. Let it sink in. And begin imagining how you're showing up in life with this really being the primary driver of how you're showing up, how you're communicating with others, the posture that you're taking, the whole way you're being. What does that begin to create for you? How does that feel? Imagine yourself in various situations with family or friends or coworkers. When this is the primary driver of how you're showing up, how do other people receive that? Is this something that's welcome and honored and respected? Or is this something that creates some discomfort or resistance from others? Is this a particular role or identity that has certain advantages or powers or blessings with it? Or is it an identity or core belief that brings with it certain disadvantages, challenges? Just keep imagining yourself interacting with your family, friends, or coworkers in the midst of your life where this is, in almost in an exaggerated, over-the-top way, driving how you're being and how you're showing up. What are you learning about how that plays out? Okay, when you feel like you've really got a sense of that, even if you can't articulate it, but you're feeling it in the body, take that slip of paper, fold it up, and set it aside. And just completely let that belief or identity go. Just gone, gone, completely gone. And just drop into experiencing yourself with the complete absence of that role, identity, or belief. What does that feel like? And ask yourself the question, who am I? Without that identity or belief or role, who am I? Really, who am I? Let that question drop in deeper and deeper. Who am I? If not that, who am I? Okay, keep breathing, feeling, hang in there. Now, if you would, take the second sheet of paper, turn it over, look at it, read it to yourself, and in the same way, really take it in and begin to embody it. And again, begin to imagine yourself in the midst of your life, interacting with family or friends or coworkers, where this particular role, identity, or core belief is really driving how you're showing up, who you're being. What does that feel like? Does it have advantages? Does it feel powerful? Or does it have disadvantages? Does it feel uncomfortable? Is this something that your family, friends, or coworkers welcome and honor and respect? Or is this something that creates conflict or discomfort or resistance? Try to stay with it as best you can and really imagine yourself. Just use your creative imagination to really get into this and really imagine yourself interacting with people where this particular role, identity, or core belief is really driving who you are in a completely over-the-top way so you can really feel what it creates. Take that in, feel it in your body, heart, and mind. Get a sense of it. Stay with it as best you can. Really get it so you can taste it and smell it, so you really know it. And then when you're ready, take that sheet of paper, fold it up, set it aside, and let it go. And drop into that absence of that particular role, identity, or core belief. And ask yourself that question, who am I? If not that, who am I? Without that, who am I? We might be working with an identity that's around gender or sexuality. Without that, who would I be? Who am I? Beyond those distinctions, who am I really? Let that question sink in deeper and deeper. Who am I? Okay, take a breath, keep breathing, keep feeling, hang in there. And when you're ready, turn over the third sheet of paper. Look at it, read it to yourself, and take it in. and then continue as we've done with the earlier sheets of paper, imagining yourself in the midst of your life with this driving who you're being and how you're showing up in a really over-the-top, exaggerated way, and really get a sense of what does it create, for better or worse? What is it creating in your relationships? What is it creating for you? What is it creating for others? Some of these roles, identities, or even beliefs might have a somewhat neutral quality or could go either way, depending on how you're holding them. As just part of the palette of who you're being, they may not be so problematic, but if you're coming on from that position or that role, sort of on steroids, so to speak, that may really be uncomfortable for others. So there may be a light and shadow quality, a light and dark quality of some of these things. So just explore the whole territory. Really try to get to know this particular role, identity, or core belief and what it creates for you, what it creates for others in your life. Breathe, feel it, be with it. And when you're ready, fold up that piece of paper, set it down, and let it go. And just drop into the complete absence of that particular role, identity, or core belief. And ask yourself this question, who am I? Without that, who am I? If not these things, who am I? Let that question penetrate more and more deeply. Okay, still breathing, picking up the next sheet of paper, reading that to ourselves, taking it in, embodying it. And again, as we've done before, with our creative imagination, really see and feel ourselves in the midst of our life, in the midst of our daily relationships, coming from this particular role, identity, or core belief in an almost exaggerated way, and seeing, feeling, experiencing what it creates for ourselves and what it creates in our relationships with others. Really take a moment with it. Feel it. See it. Does it feel strong and powerful? Does it feel vulnerable and scary? Does it have advantages or disadvantages? Does it manifest in different ways depending on how we're holding it? Is this something that's well received by others or something that creates a lot of resistance and conflict with others? Keep breathing, keep feeling. Okay, take that sheet of paper, fold it up, let it go, and just dive into the absence of that particular role or identity and all the ones we've worked with so far. And ask yourself the question, who am I? If not these things, who am I? Who am I really? Okay, take a deep breath. And now pick up that last sheet of paper, the one that you felt was probably the most powerful driver or the most important role or identity or belief. Read it to yourself, take it in, embody it, and go through the same process of really seeing in the midst of your life, using your creative imagination, what does this create for you? How does it feel? What does it create with others? How does it feel to them? Go into it as deeply as you can. Stay with it, feel it. Really imagine yourself in actual interactions with family members, friends, coworkers, where you're really coming in a really strong way from this particular role or identity or influenced by this particular core belief. What does that create for you? What does it create for and with others? Okay, take another deep breath. Take that piece of paper, fold it up and set it aside, and now dive into the complete absence of any role or identity or any belief whatsoever. And ask yourself that question, who am I? Who am I really? Without these kinds of roles and identities and core beliefs about myself and the world, what's left? Who am I? Who am I? Now that may feel very groundless and even a bit scary, but come back to your body, feeling your breath, stay with this inquiry into who am I? And realizing, okay, I'm still here. I'm breathing. I can still feel. I have a good heart. I have a good body. I have a good mind. I care. Without any of these particular definitions of who I am or how I'm supposed to feel, I'm still here, breathing, feeling, intelligent, wise, open. Breathing, staying with it, and relaxing into this open state of being, free of any particular definition of who we are, any particular role, identity, or beliefs about ourselves or the world, simply resting in the vast expanse of our being, recognizing that we have a good body, a good heart, and a good mind. And as ordinary, awake, feeling human beings, there's some kind of ground that feels whole and good underneath the surface of all that conditioning that we inherited that tends to define our life, the boxes we try to squeeze ourselves into of our own making or others in order to get our needs met or feel okay. Letting all that feel away, just for a moment, relax into a vast expanse of simply being and trusting that we're fundamentally okay just the way we are. Okay, take a few deep breaths. Pick up those pieces of paper now, unfold them, lay them out in front of you, and take a look at them. You might have some insights that you would order them differently now in terms of which ones are more powerful in the way that they drive how you're showing up in life. There may be some that you see are quite valuable, and they're really part of who you are and who you want to be, and you want to hang on to them. There may be one or two that you're really ready to let go of, that you've gotten the sense that they're really not serving you or serving others. You can put these in your journal to reflect on later. If there's some you'd like to really let go of, you could do some little ritual with them where you take them and not out of a sense of anger, but just kind of ritually maybe burn them so you kind of just completely let them go. Or you can just put them away. So stop the audio if you would, and do whatever feels appropriate to you with these slips of paper, and do some writing in your journal about what you learned and what you experienced in this Who Am I exercise.